Y.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report, heard on all of these Genesis radio stations. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. You know, I have noticed of late that my portfolio, that aspect of my portfolio that consists of resource companies, which represents probably 70% of it, has been down the last 3 days or so. Starting Wednesday of this past week, the stock started to move down a little bit. I assumed that we would have a correction coming. The correction is here right now. But I want to talk about that, and I'm talking about it right now with David Morgan. David's a really bright guy who has been on the show for the past, I don't know, 10 or 15 years. He has a website called silverinvestor.com. He's an author. He's just a really well-grounded guy and a very intelligent guy. In terms of the resource market, the equity portion of that market, David, what do you think is going on right now?
Well, the equities have been weak relative to the metals for quite some time, and that's where I believe the best value is.
Mm-hmm.
But I did some looking at the technicals last night, and the HUI is below the 50-day moving average now. The XAU is well below the 50-day moving average. Even the GDX, which is the Gold Miners Index, which is more of your mid-tier companies that have the best growth curve, they're below the 50-day moving average. And then the GDXJ, which is the gold miner index that's comprised primarily.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, March 11th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $14,1290. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $14,4932, $7,2466 for a half ounce, or $3,6233 for a quarter ounce. That's $14,4932, $7,2466, and $3,6233.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support of the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I've teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter ounce pure gold coin. For only $390 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I am Al Corlin, and I certainly appreciate you joining me. Chatting right now with my buddy Roger Wiegand. I asked Roger to talk about a company that he recently is covering in his newsletter, Trader Tracks. came out yesterday, Friday, as one of the companies that he features. I want to stress that in TraderTracks, in the interest of full disclosure, Mr. Wiegand receives no fees whatsoever from the companies. Companies do not pay to get into his newsletter, and Roger also, as a matter of his principle, doesn't own any shares of companies that he covers. So you can pretty much consider that one to be arm's-length information. The company that we're talking about right now is Arcana Corporation. As far as Big Al is concerned, in the interest of full disclosure, I have to say I am not. This is not arm's-length information coming from me. I am an investor in Arcana, and I have been over the last couple of years. We have bought and sold shares in this company, and we continue to do so. My background in Arcana is about a year and a half ago, we went down and shot a video at the La Negra mine, which is located about four hours outside of Mexico City. I like the team at Arcana a lot. I think Lennox Rodriguez is absolutely brilliant as a president of the company, and I have put my money where my mouth is, and I do trade that stock. So let me say this. Do not construe this as being investment advice coming from me, because it's not. I'm not a registered investment advisor, and I'm telling you I'm highly biased when it comes to this company, in the sense that I do definitely trade the stock. Roger, your views, my buddy.
Well, I can't remember when we first got started with the company, Al, but it's been a long time ago. And in fact, it's been long enough since I can't remember how I even found it, but that doesn't matter. The point being that we've had it in and out of our letter two or three times, and our traders and investors that took the information did quite nicely. Thank you very much.
Yep.
And now they are blasting into a new situation here in that production is going up. Most importantly, too, along with that, silver is rising dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
It broke through the all-time highs, most recent highs, I should say, this week. Today trading is off a little on a normal cycle, but the low on silver now is $34.13. And we wanted to see silver break through 32.45, which it has done handily. Now, more importantly, on this particular company, the shares have really had a big bounce last week. I think they were somewhere around 66 cents, and now are up over 90 cents. With our long-range forecast, unrelated to the company, but related somewhat, we're looking at a high for silver in 2011 of $51. That's in our report this week.
Mm-hmm.
And based upon that and the activity in this company, we really like this opportunity. The long chart, the weekly chart that in my letter that covers this week, 3 years, shows a massive cup and handle formation. Normally, when these get very wide over a long period of many months, when the breakout comes after the handle, you really get a dandy move, and that's exactly what's happened.
You know, I got to tell you, the thing I really like about the company is Lennox Rodriguez does not sit on his hands, not even close. I mean, if you look at the press releases that have come out, for example, just this year alone, and they're really worth talking about, okay? Back on January 14th, Lennox approached Dr. Peter McGaugh to be a member of the Technical Advisory Committee. Peter McGaugh is absolutely brilliant. In my opinion, he is, you know, one of the foremost geological experts when it comes to assets, mineral assets in Mexico. Okay, 7 days later, another news release, January 21st, Arcana commences construction at Shafter Silver Mine in Texas. How did that happen? Well, when I met Lennox a number of years ago, about two years ago, Lennox said, I got to raise $50 to $80 million to put Shafter into production and to take Silver Wheaton out of the picture in terms of the revenues coming from La Negra. This was at a time when the market wasn't that great, and I said, Lennox, whatever I can do to help you, I'm there. But you know, I think that's going to be a daunting task. He never called me and asked me for help. He did it totally on his own. Took him a year, but he raised $85 million. That took Silver Wheaton out of the picture, and that allowed them to go, you know, to begin construction at Shafter, the Shafter Silver Mine in Texas. Okay, February 22nd, just a couple of weeks ago, came out with another press release. Paul Matzik has been appointed to the board of directors, and he's also a member of the technical advisory committee. I mean, this guy does not sit on his hands. Paul Matzik has over 30 years of experience in the mining industry. He's an experienced professional geochemist, and he's a geologist with a bachelor's and master of science degree in geology. I mean, this guy, Lennox, is doing nothing but strengthening the company. I got to tell you, Raj, that's nothing but positive.
Well, I'd like to remark further, too, on Peter McGaugh. I've known Peter for about 5 years, and he is, like you said, I consider him to be probably one of the world's champion top two or three geologists North America.
Yeah.
He's not only a nice guy, but he's a hard worker. He's extremely smart.
Right.
And he knows minerals in Mexico. There's no question about it.
Sure. Yeah, he knows minerals in Mexico. I mean, I met Peter when he was actually working on a project up in British Columbia. But, you know, the more I got to know him, Kathy and I got to know Peter and his wife, you know, we realized they're pretty entrenched down in the Tucson area where they live. Peter spends a lot of time in Mexico. I mean, they're, you know, one of their biggest joys in life is going to the Mineral and Gem Show down in Tucson. I mean, that shows you how much he's into his deal being, you know, so to speak, silver assets, et cetera. I mean, guy's got a PhD in geology. What's wrong with that? And all of these people are doing nothing but adding to the team at Arcana. I'll tell you, it's going to be interesting to watch and see how the situation shakes out at Shafter. Will they, in fact, put that into production? I know they had the groundbreaking ceremony for the facility down there a couple of weeks ago. You folks can also watch that on YouTube. It'll be interesting to see what happens with La Negra. I mean, is production at the La Negra mine going to continue to an increase? I mean, time will tell. What do you think, Raj?
Well, I think absolutely, and I would encourage people to read this week's issue of Trader Tracks, because we have not only covered the company extensively in more detail, but I also did some forecasting on prices, which a lot of people don't do. They're afraid to do it. We are not afraid to do it. We do use technical analysis, and based upon the things that I'm seeing, I think you'll be very excited when you see these numbers.
Well, I got to tell you, it's an interesting company. The reason it's an interesting company is because, as I've said four or five times, I mean, am I a little enthusiastic about these guys? You bet. But it's an interesting company because they have proven assets. 43101 numbers, okay? They are very, very aggressively working the properties, and with the latest financial statements that I've looked at, they've got plenty of money to continue doing what they're doing. I got to tell you, I'm really interested in silver, and right now, this happens to be, one of my largest silver holdings. And again, I want to say, you know, you can't say this enough in our litigious society, but I want to say, you know, I am very, very highly biased in this deal, and I'm investing in the company, and I'm trading the company, and I got to tell you, this is one of the better ones that Al Corlin has found over the years. Roger, thanks so much, my friend.
Thank you.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. This is the second hour where we talk about resource companies, and I have a gentleman on the line with me right now who is the president of a company called Passport Potash. His name is Joshua Bleek. Got to say a couple things here in the interest of full disclosure. Number one, Big Al's getting on an airplane tomorrow morning. That would be Sunday morning to fly over to visit the property. Why am I doing that? Well, I'm doing it because about a week or so ago, I went in the market and I bought stock in Passport. The reason I did that is I talked to a number of the current investors who happen to be colleagues of mine, did some due diligence, talked with a gentleman by the name of Peter Coletus, who does work for this company, and I really, really liked what I saw. So keep this in mind, if you would. This is not investment advice. I have personally invested in this company, so, you know, if the company does well, Big Al's going to do okay, too. But just keep that in mind. Neither I nor Josh, who is the president of the company, are registered investment advisors. We're simply giving you information about what this company is all about. Josh, first of all, thanks for joining me, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, we're going to get together on Sunday, going to visit the property all day Monday. I'm looking forward to that. Tell me a little bit about Passport. Tell me first about the asset, which is in Arizona.
As the interest came into potash in 2008 with the prices rising, the Arizona Geologic Survey put out an open file report on this area, this Holbrook Basin area of northeastern Arizona. And with that work, they outlined the potential from 1 billion to 2.5 billion tons of potash in this Holbrook Basin.
Interesting. Now, what does that mean in terms of the potential evolution of the company? What does that mean?
Sure. So what we've done is with that data, we've positioned ourselves with well over 100 square miles of the 600 square miles that the deposition occurs in. And with that area, we feel we can build one of the leading U.S. potash mines. And the U.S. is very, you know, scarce place for potash. We have just a few assets in Utah and New Mexico that produce only about 10% of what we use here in the U.S.
In terms of worldwide demand for potash, and I've been looking at this industry for, or this particular mineral class for quite some time now, potash is absolutely essential for agriculture, for growing food, right?
That's correct. And as we require more and more from the arable land that we currently have in inventory, what we have to have is proper fertilizer application. Sure. And potash is one of those key ingredients.
You know, in terms of a company that is actually mining potash, okay, it strikes me that the sky's the limit in terms of profits. Am I correct?
That's correct. In the U.S. especially, with us being in the U.S., being one of the largest consumers of potash and only producing, like I say, about 10%, we have a very unique environment that allows us to produce 1 million, 2 million finished tons per year, anywhere in that range, and very easily sell all of that product as a regional supplier and not be affected by what Canada currently supplies the U.S. And so that's our advantage here in the Southwest.
Now, in terms of, you know, you maintain that Passport has an asset of size. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the people who are involved at, you know, from the technical aspect of the company. What's the background of your staff and yourself?
My background is in mining. My family is a mining family here in the southwestern U.S. I'm fourth generation.
Wow.
And so this is really where our roots are, and that's why we're so proud of this project, and we've been at it hard at work here for the past 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
But our technical team is second to none. We have, for exploration companies here in the U.S., which there are very few, we have a leading team, and right now our 43-101 technical report is being put together by SRK Engineering, and,
sure,
and that carries a lot of weight.
Yeah. Yeah, I know SRK. Let's talk about the individuals in terms of, you know, folks involved with the company.
Sure. Alan Wells is our engineer that's leading the project on a day-to-day basis. And his background, being from the Southwest here, is in copper. He's a modeling engineer that specializes in copper deposits.
Mm-hmm.
And we've brought him over to run this project. And SRK has brought in a depositional expert, Jerry Aiken. He's a geologist that's worked with most of the potash deposits here in the U.S. And so those two combined are really leading the project on a day-to-day basis. And then all local guys are involved in this. So we're using all the engineers, all of the drilling staff, even down to the ground support are all local Arizona companies.
Okay. Capital. How you guys fix for bucks?
Capital, right now we sit about $10.5 million cash on hand. We recently completed a raise of about $7 million. And so that's positioned us good to move to pre-feasibility. We as exploration, as you're well aware, is something that's capital intense, and at some point we will need to go back to the market. But right now we're in a great position.
How long would that $10 million or thereabouts last you?
Where we're looking right now is to really, really push forward as fast as we can. And so what that will do is within the next 12 months, we will need to, at a good time, at the time that's right for our company and for our shareholders,
sure,
we will need to go back with a more significant raise. Most of the juniors recently have completed anywhere from a $20 to $40 million round, and that's really what's necessary to take this project to the next level.
Yeah. What are the plans, Josh, for the rest of 2011? I mean, we got 8 months or thereabouts left here, and you know, there's no mining season in Arizona other than it gets pretty darn hot, you know, in the summertime. But what are you guys going to be doing between now and say the end of December?
With potash, the best way that we can continue to expand this resource is drilling and adding land. What we've identified is two additional acquisitions that we're working on now. But the drilling is key. Right now we've had one drill rig solid for the past 3 months. We're adding a second drill rig now this week. We look to have our resource calculation done by May, and then we'll be working on those preliminary feasibility elements. We'll be working on a PEA, on a scoping study, and just continue advancing the project without that need for additional capital at this time. That allows us to move right into those next rounds of development.
Now, you know, I don't mean to really start to get to pie in the sky areas because I don't do that on this particular program. But in terms of ultimate production, okay, that's what it's all about. What's your time frame?
What we've identified is the potential to be in production in the next 3 to 5 years, and that really comes down to the use of private and state lands. And so with about 40% of our holding making up private land holdings, 60% being state with a little bit of federal land holdings, how that land is all utilized and the ultimate production will really heavily dictate how that time frame plays out. So it could be on the short side, 36, 42 months in that range.
Sure.
And then being out 60 months or more with heavy use of state and federal lands.
Yeah. Now, passport, once you're in, let's forget this forward-looking stuff. Let's just talk about where you are right now. In terms of your defined asset today, where does that put passport in the area or within the context of size among your peer companies?
We're right in there in the same type of resource that we're developing, but some of our key advantages, we're developing the shallowest deposit in North America currently. And the access compared to our U.S. competitors,
uh-huh.
the producing companies in the U.S., our access is a significant advantage. We have rail located on our current holdings.
Okay.
That rail, 550 miles to the west, is the major international shipping port for the U.S., the Port of Long Beach.
Mm-hmm.
That is considered the gateway to Asia.
Sure.
So to have that, that can be a complementary type of development that we could ship outside the U.S.,
uh-huh.
as well as being a leading regional supplier. That is really a significant advantage for us.
In terms of, I know Peter was talking about the shallowness of the deposit. Real quickly, we've got about a minute left here. Tell us why that's important.
But ultimately, what happens is your CapEx mm-hmm. is determined by that depth. And our depth being 8 to 1,300 foot leads for a much less expensive CapEx at the end of the day. We're estimating now $750 million to $1 billion to be into production. It sounds like a large number, but when you compare that to the Canadian deposits on the low side at $3 billion
right.
and on the high side being as much as $12 billion.
Yeah. No, and that is definitely an advantage. Okay, again, I want to say Big Al's going to be visiting this property Sunday and Monday. We're going to be shooting some video down there. That video will be available for your viewing within a week or two at the very most. Again, don't take this as investment advice. It's not. And remember, Big Al has an equity position in this company that he bought out of the market, so he's real biased. Stick around.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, welcome in. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin, and I appreciate you joining me. I am chatting right now with Rolyn Bailey. Rolyn is in charge of corporate communications, corporate development for Nova Gold. We're going to chat a little bit not only about Nova Gold, but a little bit about the impressions that she came back from the Prospectors and Developers Association conference in Toronto with. Very, very interesting things going on in the market right now, in the sense that, as we were chatting off the air, you know, it's the price of gold is maintaining or going up in value, and yet the price of some of the resource companies, actually all of the resource companies, seems to be dropping a little bit. That's something that I totally don't understand. But I think it's something that folks need to be aware of. But rather than elaborate on that right now, let's get a little bit of an update, first of all, on Nova Gold. An update in the sense that, for those of you who don't know this company, let me tell you, Al has been involved with Nova Gold for probably 10 or 12 years, almost since the company was started. I've got nothing but time for Rick Van Nieuwenhuyse, one of the founders of Nova Gold and the president of the company. Rolyn Bailey is also a very, very knowledgeable person, and I've got nothing but time for her also. Let's do a little bit, Rolyn, if you wouldn't mind, a little bit of a summary as to what you guys are doing right now and what you're going to do in the months ahead.
Well, you know, it's actually a pretty exciting year for us. The last couple of years has been a lot of planning and, you know, studies to finish the pre-feasibility study and feasibility study that we're working on. And so 2011 is when we're going to see the results of those efforts. So it's certainly nice to be able to knowing that we're going to be putting out some really important news this year. You know, and that's what we're working toward. We're a development stage company. We're not in production. And so we need to keep working behind the scenes to advance these projects toward production. That's our goal. Our ultimate goal is to be a 1 million ounce a year low-cost gold producer. And so every time we're able to take one more step toward that, we're reducing risk and meeting our milestones. And so it's exciting to have a couple of big things coming this year.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, but back in 2010, last year, there was a lot of work going on behind the scenes. There was not a lot of news coming out. That's all going to change this year because of the work that transpired last year, correct?
Yeah, exactly. And it takes time. You know, I think it was Barrick's CEO that was on the news about a month ago saying that from the time that you finish exploring, so you found your deposit, you get in there, you start drilling, you finish exploring, you say, okay, we know that we've got enough ore here to be able to go ahead and build a mine, that it takes 10 years from that point to get a mine into production. And so people say, well, gold's at 1400. How come you guys aren't fast-tracking these things? Well, we have the luxury, I think, because I'm in charge of communication, so it's nice to be working in a place that's politically stable. We don't have a lot of the issues and concerns that other people have to deal with because we're working in North America. So that certainly helps me sleep at night, but it does take a little bit longer to move through the permitting process and got to do a lot of upfront community engagement. And you have to make sure you take all the steps at the front end to plan your project properly, design it, work with local community so that when you do put it into production, you're able to, you know, permit the project and then produce smoothly. So we've been doing all that work, and we're going to have two big studies coming out this year. We'll have our pre-feasibility study for Galore Creek. That's our big copper, gold, silver project in British Columbia, Canada, and we're partnered there 50-50 with Teck Resources. So we're working with Teck to move that project ahead. And then up at our Donlin Creek project in Alaska, that's a big gold project. 42 million ounces of gold up there, and we're working 50-50 with Barrick Gold to move that project ahead, and we'll have a feasibility revision out at that project in the third quarter of this year. And the reason we're revising that feasibility study is because we wanted to use a different source of power. So rather than using diesel, which was the original plan, which is the very typical way of bringing power to a site in Alaska, we decided to move ahead with a natural gas pipeline. For a few reasons. One, it's better economics. You know, we had about $400 per ounce were the cash costs using the diesel base case, but $100 per ounce of that was power, and natural gas is significantly cheaper than diesel when it comes to power, so we're hoping to reduce those operating costs. And then also it's a much better environmentally if you think about the emissions that would come from natural gas versus diesel and, you know, less diesel in the water, having to barge the diesel up to the site. Lots of environmental benefits to using natural gas. I actually read yesterday that the European Union is planning to spend $315 billion a year to reduce its carbon footprint. That's how much work people are putting into sustainability and trying to be more environmental. $315 billion a year. It's amazing.
Well, it's interesting how you're getting more and more coverage in the daily press. The Wall Street Journal, for example, on Wednesday ran an editorial talking about basically how governments need to, how they need to be careful in terms of their energy usage, et cetera, because it's really not a question of, is there enough energy out there? It's really a question more than anything else of using it effectively so that human nature, not human nature, but so that humanity, for lack of better terms, is helped rather than hindered. You know, one thing I want to mention that I think is really important is when people talk about, you know, they give you pressure about how come you're not fast-tracking your situation, why aren't you, you know, because of the huge size of your asset up there, why aren't you going quicker, you know, That question is very, very interesting to me because the question really gives the answer at the same time. You know, there are a bazillion little publicly traded gold mining companies out there that have assets that are documented assets that are significantly smaller than what your annual production ultimately will be. And I think that people have to understand that for the smaller companies, fast tracking is something that, you know, is somewhat possible. But when you get a major situation like you guys have, both at Donlin and Galore Creek, I mean, this is something that you can't become a million ounce per year producer overnight. And a lot of people don't understand that. And I think that when you're investing in a company like NovaGold, you've got to realize that you guys are not what I would call a junior company. You guys are really on your way to becoming a meaningful senior player, and I think that's something that people have to realize.
Well, yeah, I certainly agree with that. That's our goal. You know, a million ounces a year is significant. That'll put us right, you know, at the upper end of the intermediate producers. But I have to disagree with something you said there. I don't think that anybody can fast-track a project. I don't think it matters what size it is. You know, working in North America in particular, and I mean globally, but certainly in North America, there are certain standards that you have to meet and certain things that you need to do as you advance your project, and you can't fast-track those. And if you try to do that, I mean, we've seen that time and again where companies say, oh, you know, we think that this is a simple project and the communities are going to support us, and we'll just go ahead and skip, you know, this, you know, the detailed review, and we'll just go right to the federal panel or whatever, and they end up not getting permits. And if you get offside with the regulators and if you get offside with the communities, it's very difficult to unwind that. you can deal with your, you know, air emissions and water quality, all those things that can be dealt with technology, and that's, you know, that's improving every day. But you can't deal with your social license to operate with technology. That's work on the ground. It's meeting with people regularly. It's talking. It's communicating. And there's not a technological fix to that. And if you try to skip that process, if you try to fast track through that, you are not going to build your property.
Are there a lot of companies, Roland, that do try to fast track that and have it blow up in their face? I'm curious, really.
Well, it happens for sure. We just saw that actually recently in British Columbia, where Taseko's Prosperity Mine, they chose to go a different route and didn't do the full. No, forgive me, I don't have the intricacies in front of me here, but they chose to do a different review process that didn't allow for as much community feedback, didn't allow for the same public comment period. And the First Nations groups didn't support what they were doing, and they didn't get their permits. And there's been a few discussions at the parliamentary level, you know, with politicians coming out and saying it's going to be really hard to change it now. You only get one time to make a first impression, right?
And if you don't take the time, what you're telling me right now, and I appreciate you saying that because it certainly is furthering my knowledge of this business, but what you're saying is if you don't take the time when it's there, it's gonna bite you in the end. Is that correct?
So that's certainly our take on it, that you have to do things right, and particularly when it's a big project. I mean, the intricacies that go into, like you said, developing a million-ounce-a-year gold project is very different than what goes into a 50,000-ounce-a-year gold project. And we have huge projects. I mean, we've got 16.8 million ounces of gold reserves. Most of that's from our Donlin Creek project. So Donlin's got 34 million ounces of reserves. And Barrick's got, you know, 9 billion pounds of copper and 7 million ounces of gold in the M&I category, plus lots of inferred resources as well. So these are big projects, and they're in remote regions. You don't find projects like that in downtown Toronto. There wouldn't be enough room for all the people that were at PDAC the other day.
Right.
So you have to build your own roads. You have to bring your own power. And, you know, you have to get permits for the roads and permits for the power lines or the gas pipeline. And there's lots of things that have to be planned at the front end to be successful.
They are sponsors on our website. Click on their banner. You can get all the information you want. That way you can make your own informed investment decision. Roland, thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure. And I hope that, like I said, we're looking forward to getting those two big studies out this year. They're big milestones for us, and I think that they'll be important news.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.